Do you think that objectivist philosophy will become lost as the younger generations become less willing to read due to our love for technology, such as computers, cell phones, and television? Well, I don't think that it is objectivism specifically that is involved here. All types of ideas and philosophies are available via the computer. So what's going to happen as a result of the computer would be equal. I do think that eventually, if we continue the trend we're on, all philosophies will be lost, but it's not through technology. It's through the anti-conceptual mentality that our youth gets in school. The idea that broad abstractions are empty, that's just linguistics, that all is real is concrete, is pictures, is what you see. It's that training that makes people want to look at television or computer games and so on as a primary focus, because they feel that reading or abstractions is something alien, and the schools have taught them that. I, of course, do not imply that computers and television are corrupting as in their proper context. I play computer games, but today they have the popularity they have in part because reading has gone out of fashion, which means ideas have gone out of fashion. And that's because of the education that the kids get. And that is certainly going to lead ultimately to the loss of all ideas. You know, we have two philosophic trends here intersecting. Aristotle and his trend brought in the whole technological world. Kant brought in the whole anti-conceptual world, and he is now in the dominance. So he is pushing back Aristotle and the whole idea of conceptual thought. Right now he is taking, or his group, his followers are taking the achievements of Aristotle, the whole scientific technological civilization, and using it to obliterate concepts, which is a horrible, horrible spectacle that, you know, you have to fight